Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I am with Ken Schatz of the Western New York Healthcare Association. And Ken, the governor today announced that elective surgeries in Erie County hospitals have to stop on Friday. First off, your reaction to the governor's decision.
Well, Tom, the numbers, the COVID numbers in Western New York are alarming, and we agree with the governor that, unfortunately, those case numbers are going to continue to rise. Canceling elective surgeries always poses a challenge, both for hospitals and for patients, because it impacts the hospital operations, hospital finances, and also, obviously, patient care. And that's what hospitals are meant to do, is take care of patients. So we have our concerns. We're monitoring our capacities before this announcement today, and we're already making tough decisions about it. And, it's not a surprise that this announcement by the governor came, but we certainly would have preferred avoiding it. And if it does go into effect as announced, we certainly hope it is only in effect for a very short period of time.
Ken, how concerned are you about the availability of hospital beds in Erie County?
Well, there's no doubt that we have upward movement on patients in hospital beds, and we are monitoring that, carefully. There is, a concern that we would get to a point. We aren't there now, and we hope that, the other policies and rules that are being put in place will limit the spread of COVID so that we don't get to the crisis point that we saw in New York City in the spring. As hard as some of the rules and changes and restrictions are, they're aimed at making sure that hospitals don't get overrun and that patients get the care that they need. And hopefully, again, it will be for the shortest period of time possible.
What could be ahead as far as helping those patients who have elective surgery scheduled after Friday at a hospital in Erie County, and they can't have that? Is there talk about having them go to nearby hospitals or nearby centers in the neighboring counties?
Well, it was only announced. This policy was only announced this morning, and in some ways it's a framework. We do not know what the full implications of the policy will be. We know that there is going to be an impact because if we go ahead and have cutoff of elective surgery on Friday as announced, there are going to be people that aren't going to be able to get the elective surgeries. But we don't know about, inpatient versus outpatient surgeries. That hasn't been delineated in the last round of elective surgeries being curtailed. There were waivers that hospitals were able to submit to the Department of Health to be able to continue doing certain elective surgeries. So all of those things are still up in the air, and we await further direction from the governor or the Department of Health before we can assess what the full impact will be. Well, the one thing I would just ask on behalf of our hospital members is for your listeners' collaboration to limit the spread of COVID. And that means, wearing masks everywhere it's called for, and also to limit, social interaction and keep social distancing. The way we beat this for the next few months before vaccines are ready to be distributed is for people to be cautious and careful. And we ask on behalf of our hospital members, our doctors, our nurses, all of the hospital staff, that when people are trying to make the decision on whether they're going to be more careful or less careful, that they be more careful so that you help us out and we're able to get through this together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.